first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Meet Fisher says, don't pull the plug.
Many claims from modest to extravagant have been made for our current and future technology, increasing human creativity, making everyone smarter, propelling us into a golden age of plenty, having all the world's information available in real time, making everyone both consumer and contributor to the knowledge base, and instituting dramatic worldwide political reform. Put a little bundle of circuits in your hand and the sky's the limit. A recent 20-hour power outage reminded me that these devices, mostly forms of the computer and telephone, sitting at home or carried in the hand, have all one serious limitation. They need to be plugged into a source of electricity. Even handheld devices need to be charged every few days. Without electricity, nothing works, not even Wi-Fi spots and transmission systems. Pull the plug and we're all in the dark, figuratively and literally. Electrical generation and transmission, a 130-year-old technology, is not a cutting-edge career goal for most people. It's something that we all take for granted until something fails. However, without it, we're back in the mid-19th century, reading a book by candlelight. All of our grand plans grind to a halt when a storm knocks the power out. And all of our grand plans and political and intellectual revolutions could also be cut off quickly should someone with the power to pull a plug have a reason to do so. We're still at the mercy of the on-off switch.
Pete Fisher is a writer and commentator living in SoCal. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Lori Korn and Matilda Rand.